This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show.
You.
Of course. How can I help?
My husband and I are trying to get pregnant, and I'm just curious if you have any recommendations. Particularly, I've heard you mention soy, which I do eat a lot of. So, not a lot, but probably every other day.
Okay.
And I'm just curious as to what else I should be eating or not eating.
Well, let's talk about the whole picture. How long have you guys been? Have you guys been trying for a long time to get pregnant, and it's just not happening? Or,
No, we haven't. We've been trying for a couple of months, so I'm not, like, particularly concerned. I just want to make sure I'm doing what I can.
You want to have the best environment.
Right.
Right. I got it. Now, what is he doing? Is he doing anything extra or with him? Is he focusing on anything for himself as far as getting helping get pregnant?
That we've talked about.
All right. Well, let me just kind of paint the picture for what needs to happen. All right. For both of you, for you, I mean, obviously both of you need to be eating very well because the food you're putting inside your body right now is going to, for him, help the sperm count. It's also going to help with everything as far as the sexual organs go. And for testosterone levels, for motility, all those kind of things need to happen. Tribulus is a really good herb to take, and maca root. Both of those are really good to take while you're trying to get pregnant for both of you, and zinc. All three of those. Zinc is one of the number one minerals that we need as guys, so that's going to play a big role. So if he can do those three things and keep his healthy fats, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, and all that, up to about 25 to 30% of his diet, those are some real keys for him. And that'll help him. Now, for you, of course, eating is key. You want to keep I definitely want to get off of soy. That's a given, okay, because that throws your hormone levels off. It can throw your estrogen, your progesterone off, all of that can become kind of a big challenge. So you definitely want to do that. And if you want to do any kind of soy milk, you want to go with more goat's milk and also coconut milk. But as far as getting like meat, fish, eggs, red meat, all of that stuff is great for you. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I have tons of foods that are good for you. I talk about how there are foods that bring health to your body and foods that will take health out of your body. And obviously you want to make sure you're putting the right kind of stuff in. And there's a whole list in there. So it's called Empowering Your Health. You can get it at any bookstore. So I would get started on that. And that's the diet really I would put or encourage both of you to follow. Cod liver oil is going to be important because you're going to get plenty of the omega-3 fats. It's good for hormones. It's good for skin, hair, nails. It's good for regenerating tissue. It's just good all the way around. Vitamin D, important for both of you as well. Vitamin D is actually not a vitamin. It's actually a hormone. And you want to make sure you keep those numbers on your blood test between about 70 and 90. That's going to be important. Stay on top of keeping regular with, of course, with activity with you guys. I mean, I know that's not a big issue, but the frequency, they found that by not having sex every single day, you're going to increase your chances of getting pregnant. And the reason for that there's a lot of them. It took me 30 minutes to talk about it. But just know that if you could, like every other day or every 2 days while you're going through that time period, it really is going to put you in a better place. If you're really going for it and want to make it happen, those are some of the best things you can do as far as the timing goes. But your health overall by just putting the right kind of foods in. I mean, you guys sound like you're young. You sound like you're in a good place. Then, you know, it'll happen. And that's the one thing. And it's funny because with people that I talk to all the time, with colleagues of mine, and even my own self with my wife, it's one of those, it's funny because when you stop thinking that you want to get pregnant, or when you just say, oh, you know, it's just let it happen, that's when it happens. And that sounds like an old wives' tale, but it really is true. I think it's because the body gets relaxed, the mind gets off of it, and, you know, but you want to do everything you can. And so keeping your body to be able to produce good, new, healthy cells every single day, keeping your hormone levels at optimal function, and creating the right environment, stress-free environment for both of you is really going to be the best. So soy products, come off of them, everything else, just follow a lot of the principles that are in my book, Empowering Your Health, and really, it's KISS, it's keep it simple, silly. Talk to you soon. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, you name it, and we'll talk about it. Because regardless of what you're dealing with, it's important. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's what we want to help you do here on this show, to be a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion for you, for whatever you're going through. You're going through a divorce, you're going through a tough time, or you've been diagnosed with heart disease or arthritis and you need someone to talk to. That's what we're here for. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Oh, let's go to James. Hi, James. Welcome.
Yes, good evening.
Evening.
I'm going to ask a question because I'm kind of, you know, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. I heard a couple of days ago that you mentioned about vitamin E.
Okay.
And lower it, and thin out your blood.
Right.
Yeah, because I've been on vitamin E because, you know, I have a problem with my blood pressure, but I've also been taking aspirin with it also.
Now, did your doctor tell you to take vitamin E with aspirin, or is that something you've been doing?
That's something I've been doing.
You want to be real careful with doing that. Just because...
I'm not doing it together, though, but I'm doing it, you know, I'm like taking, like it's been 2-3 hours. It's not exactly at the same time. It's like, you know, a couple hours apart.
Yeah, you want to be real careful with that. I don't know that I could even encourage you to go down that path. What you want to do is you want to talk to your primary care physician, and I would go have a CBC done, which is a complete blood count. It's the most basic test that's run in blood work. See where the platelets are, see what your numbers are, and then talk to your doctor about it. I think they're going to discourage you from taking vitamin E with aspirin on a regular basis, even if you don't take it together at the same time. If you're taking it in the same day and on a regular basis, you have to be very careful with something like that. So I would be careful with that. And you only need vitamin E for several reasons. If your platelets are a little bit on the higher end of the range, then vitamin E can definitely help. So it has great properties for helping the body lower LDL, that's the bad cholesterol, and prevent arterial plaquing. So it's a real good help in that area. But again, you want to be real careful. If you've got anything going on with your, let you know, keep you posted with everything that's going on. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Samantha, Los Angeles, California. She writes in an email. She said, I've been struggling with headaches. I get them on the left side over my eye. What would be the cause? Well, the cause with these kind of headaches, typically, especially if they're migraines, then over the left eye typically is a zinc deficiency. Zinc's a mineral, and people use it up a lot when they're under a lot of stress. So if you've been really stressed out, you're constantly getting headaches over the left eye, look at using zinc. See if that helps. If not, you might want to go get some tests further with your physician. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you. find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Sarah.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Sure, how can I help?
Well, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's, I guess, a fairly mild case, but I don't have any joint damage or anything, but I do have kind of severe pain unless I'm taking methotrexate.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me to take that. I would rather do something more holistic, and I was just wondering if you had some kind of a regimen you would recommend.
So your doctor, are they pretty much telling you that methotrexate is all they can give you and that's just kind of the end of the road?
Pretty much.
And just hope for the best, right?
And say that again?
And just hope for the best. That's what they're telling you?
Yeah, just keep the swelling and at bay so that I don't have any damage and just stick with the methotrexate.
All right. Two things are happening. Now, you got autoimmune, right? You understand that whole process, right?
Right.
So the body's attacking itself. It thinks that there's something wrong with the joints, so the immune system continues to attack it. Well, that's a whole different animal within itself. Then you've got arthritis, which is an itis. Remember, an itis is inflammation. So whenever you've got inflammation in the body, then you have to get the body to reduce inflammation. That's always the goal. So reducing inflammation in the body is so important. And that's going to be based first and foremost by what you're putting in your body every day, the foods. Okay? So you want to put the right kind of foods in the body, and that's the key. So anti-inflammatory diet is what I would recommend always. And that's the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at any bookstore. Just get a copy of that. Start following the anti-inflammatory diet to a T, at least for 8 weeks. See how your body responds. And then dealing with the autoimmune part, let's talk about that for a second. Because autoimmune it's got a strong genetic component to it. We all know that. But here's the deal. It's one of those things where once the light switch is turned on, you can't really turn it off. Okay? But if the light switch happens to have a dimmer on it, a dimmer switch, you know, you get the little piece on the side and you can push it all the way down to where the light is still on in the room, but you can barely see it. Makes it so dim that it's almost dark. That's what you can do with autoimmune disease. It's possible to get autoimmune and begin to just kind of settle down and not be so flared up as it was. That's when the joint pain goes down. That's when the achiness goes down. And that's when you can start living life again, maybe with a little bit of the symptoms, but not with what you had. And so figuring out which one of the T helper cells are involved within the autoimmune situation that you're dealing with, that's the real key. So you got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells. And figuring out between the two is going to be the challenge. Now, there's what we call a T-test. It's a little at-home test that we've developed. And it's pretty simple. You use echinacea tea, which stimulates the immune response. And then you use green tea. Okay? Both of those work great. You do 5 cups for 5 days. 5 cups a day for 5 days of each. And so, for example, you'll just get green tea, brew some tea bags, and you'll drink 5 cups of it a day for 5 days. You're either going to feel really, really good or really bad. And that's, obviously, if you start feeling really bad, you need to stop and you need to make a note of which one that is. And if you want to shoot an email, you can shoot that to us or just go talk to your primary care physician. But if it's the echinacea tea, then you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're dealing with actually the immune system. Okay? And if it's the T2 helper cells, you know it's more of an inflammatory response. And that if the green tea makes you feel good, then you know it's more of the T2 helper cells. And if the echinacea tea does, then it's more of the T1. And that really helps make a difference. Because the doctor, if you go talk to them, there are certain things they can do to help. If they know anything about more of the natural and alternative side of things, they can help you kind of come up with a game plan to keep that dimmer switch on. And that's the real key. Because you're in a good place right now. I mean, you don't have any disfiguration of the joints. You don't have any massive inflammation going on with the joints. And you're in a place where you can really kind of tighten it down a little bit and figure that out before 10, 15 years go by and you get into a pickle. And, of course, again, you may have to be on some form of medication. But if you don't have to be on methotrexate at a high dose for a long time or a long period of time, that's always going to be the goal. So that's what I would encourage you to do as you go through this process. But, you know, eating is going to be the key. I mean, your diet is always the key. Apple cider vinegar, great to take with meals. It cuts down on inflammation from your the breakdown of proteins from your food. And then also cod liver oil, your omega-3 fatty acids, and go for vitamin D2. Get a blood test done. With rheumatoid arthritis, you always, always, always want to keep your vitamin D levels at a really good place, between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nate. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the tests, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3, and it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder, and then you urinate and that fluid comes out in your urine and they do a urine test.
Right.
And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. And at the time, I got the feeling they anticipated that if we did a biopsy, it would also come back positive. And so, sure enough, I had my third biopsy, and it came back negative. And so that's wonderful to hear that, but you think, well, if a visual CAT scan indicated malignancy and the...
Hang tight for us, Nate. We're going to go into this break, and we're going to finish up with prostate cancer when we come out. This is a hot topic right now with men.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker in an elevator when the 7.0 earthquake struck Anchorage. He wondered if it might be the big one.
This had a very aggressive feel to it. Sometimes you get these rollers and they go along for a while. This had a bite to it that was not comfortable.
The earthquake rocked buildings, crumbled roads and overpasses, and sent people running for cover. All three people on a twin-engine plane that crashed into a wooded area of southern Indiana shortly after takeoff north of Louisville are dead. The plane was headed to Chicago. Indiana Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden.
Once officers arrived at the location, went into the wooded area, they did find a debris field in that area. They looked for survivors of the plane crash. However, there were no survivors of the plane crash.
The plane had taken off from Clark Regional Airport and was on its way to Chicago's Midway Airport. One of those killed, a Louisville architect. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Going into break, talking with Nate. Nate's been dealing with prostate cancer. He's had several treatments done, and actually several testing done, rather. And they found that he had prostate cancer. So, Nate, why don't you continue your story? You're saying they found nodules on the prostate. And
when the doctor called to give me the results of the biopsy, that was good news, except my question to him was, how can the PCA3 test, along with the visual CAT scan, say positive for cancer, and then the biopsy does not? And his answer was, well, when we did the PCA3, we were looking at fluid, and when we did the biopsy, we were looking at analyzing tissue. So I've got a two-pronged question with that, and one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless, and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
Well, it's a real challenge because when you're dealing with cancer and you want to talk about the fluid and where is it going in the body and what's it doing, is it affecting the body? Is it affecting other cells and all that kind of stuff? That's a very tough one to answer. I mean, that's a tough one to answer because the question is, there's a big unknown there. I think what needs to happen with you right now, and the focus needs to be on, the question is, what can you do every single day to help the body regenerate and repair and create new good healthy cells? I think that's the question that needs to be answered, because that's the only thing that you can do right now to be proactive, because you can't change anything of where you've been for the last 30 years right. And where your body is right now.
I'm in pretty good health. I had a nuclear stress test and it came back, unless I got hit by a train, they would anticipate I'd live to 85 at least.
Right.
And my lungs are strong. I really don't have any blood type problems. So, and I eat pretty good. I guess, you know, you've got some recommendations in terms of vitamins and diet and whatever, but, you understand the questions I've asked, and they are kind of difficult for me to accept.
It is tough, but here's the deal. Let's look at what's going on. The good news is about prostate cancer, if you had to have good news, is that it's slow grow. Okay? So it's typically one that even though it can be internal, you know, that's malignant, even though it's still, you like you said, you're young, you got your health, you still got good vitality. And the thing with prostate cancer is that even though, no matter what category it's in, there's still great success that the treatment that they're getting with right now, the physicians and the treatment is really, I mean, it's amazing with what they've seen. And so I don't want you to get discouraged with what you're going through. And I know it's a tough diagnosis and I realize that, but you know, it's not over. I mean, life's not over and you're, like you said, you still got your health and you still got everything else in your body's working great. So you've got a little area that is being affected. So now what can you do? What are the goals? And is it hard to accept? Yeah, of course it is. I mean, life is happening, but you've got two options. You can, which I'm assuming just by talking to you, you're a fighter and you don't really sit back and really just let life happen to you. You go make life happen. And that's a good attitude. It's a great place to be, because someone that's like that with that mindset is going to do very well in the face of a challenging diagnosis like you've had. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you to do, is what kind of things are you doing every single day to put the right kind of foods in your body? What kind of things are you doing every single day to make the right choices? And so here's the key. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the foods that you should eat, the foods that you should put inside your body and everything else. So you want to eat equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that. So by doing that on a regular basis, 3 meals a day, couple snacks in between, fasting one day a week from a partial fast, which is dinner to dinner, and basically you'll eat dinner one night, doesn't matter when, 8, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever, and then you don't eat again until the next evening. But you can drink plenty of water, drink chicken stock, beef stock, organic, of course. That gives you plenty of the electrolytes and helps your body function well so you don't get tired and sluggish. And it helps the body release toxins. There's many things you can do to help support liver function as you're going through this, which is great overall for the body for detoxification. And there's great things to support the prostate itself. EasyAC is made in a tea and also a tincture form. It's great for supporting the body. And then also you've got things like broccoli seed extract, vitamin B12 in the version of adenosyl cyclobalamin. I mean, all of these things are so important and so great for your health. It supports the immune system and with everything you're going through. Avocado, eat one every single day. There's a component in it called beta-cysterol that is amazing for prostate health. So you're not stuck. Don't let anyone tell you that. I mean, you have a diagnosis? Yes. But can you keep living and live well? Yes. But you have to make the right choices every single day. Don't sit back on your laurels and just wait for life to happen. And, you know, it's one of those things I know I heard you say, it's tough for me to accept. I know. I mean, I can understand what's racing through your mind. Where they go in, they do the biopsy. Is the fluid going through there? Is it spreading throughout my body? You can't think like that. The body's going to do what it's going to do. The reality is everybody gets cancer all the time throughout their life, meaning they form cancer cells. But obviously the body is strong enough at times where the immune system will go in, attack the cancer cells, kill them, and get rid of it. But then it comes to a place where, remember, it takes 10 years for a cancer to form. For a tumor to form in the body that's detrimental enough to be seen, to be recognized, and to change function of an organ system takes 10 years. 1 billion cells have to accumulate of cancer cells for that to happen. That's a lot. So this didn't happen yesterday, and this didn't happen from 2 years ago. This has been building over 10 years. So you get to a place where you have to just realize that. And if you lifestyle your way into certain situations, not saying you lifestyle your way into cancer, I'm saying that lifestyle choices can play a role, but your genetics played a role too. Toxicity played a role too. It's part of the environment, and it plays a role. But the good news is if you can lifestyle and kind of live your way into a situation like you're doing right now, and you've been around toxins, you've got certain genetic factors, then you can lifestyle your way out in the sense of you can give your body a better way out, meaning you can have a higher quality of life, even though there may be cancer cells there. You can slow that process down. You can help the body regenerate. You can increase energy levels. You can help the immune system. You can have higher quality of days where you're not tired, where your body's fighting, where your body can function better. So that's when I tell you, you're not stuck. You're not stuck. You can make your life better, and you can make a major difference with everything that you're going through by making the right choices. That's the greatest power in the palm of your hand. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Nikolai. Hi, Nikolai.
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia 4 years ago. Okay. And medications just make me lethargic. Are there any natural remedies to help treat schizophrenia?
What medication do they have you on right now?
I'm taking right now clonazepam 3 times a day, 1 milligram. Okay. And Zephyrus, five milligrams of Zephyrus, one in the morning and one at night.
And it just has you just almost, you feel just real lethargic?
Yeah, I feel like just sleepy all the time.
Yeah. Well, do the doctors feel like they have things managed in their opinion? Are they happy with everything? You're just not happy with it, right?
No, I'm not happy with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the thing. There's several things. With schizophrenia, it is a challenging diagnosis. I realize that. Now, the clonazepam is the one thing that's going to make you feel tired. It's going to make you, it's a benzodiazepine, by the way. And that's the one that's making you feel kind of drugged out and feel kind of tired all the time. So this is one of those deals where when you're talking to your physician and your psychiatrist that's working with you on the medications, It's a tough spot. Now, I will tell you there's a lot you can do because, remember, we're dealing with brain chemistry. There's a lot you can do to build up your brain chemistry. One thing with schizophrenia they found is that dopamine levels are very high. When dopamine gets high, excessively high, it can lead to schizophrenia. So by getting the dopamine levels down, some of the best things that you can do. So one thing that works real well, caffeine, which you can use in green tea. I wouldn't really use coffee, but the caffeine found in green tea is very beneficial for what's going on inside the body. It helps cut dopamine. It cuts it down. Getting those medications stabilized, getting you stabilized to a certain level, depending on where the schizophrenia was, is a challenge. But we're here for you. And I do want to encourage you that eating certain foods can help, supplements can help, but just make sure you talk to the doctor on it. I think it's a good way to go. Don't give up. Make sure that you find that balance so that you feel like you can live your life, not like a zombie, but like Nikolai, so you can kind of be who you are and not be stuck in the world of medicine sometimes that can just leave you in a pickle. So make sure to go talk with him. 888-283-7272.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Whatever you're dealing with, remember this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's amazing. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. Jump in the social media world. Become a part of it. A lot going on. In the American Diabetes Association, I'm a huge, huge fan of the organization, just because diabetes has now really become an epidemic in our country. One out of three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed right now with type 2 diabetes. That's staggering, if you think about it. And so we have to do something. And the organization is doing incredible research, especially in the Nashville area at Vanderbilt. They're doing some incredible research for type 1. I mean, unbelievable research. It's just incredible. And there's some of the people on the research team over there, and it's just incredible the things they're coming out with. Coming down the pipeline for diabetes, incredible stuff. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Bed bug bites.
Bed bug bites. Okay. Don't let them.
Bed bug bites.
Right.
Well, they got me about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I still have the lingering effects. It doesn't itch anymore. It's not inflamed. It's just still red spots, and wondering if there's anything you can think of to help speed their disappearance.
You talked to anybody about it, or no?
I saw the general practitioner about it. He'd given me some kind of bizarre antibiotic that the pharmacist warned me about taking calcium with.
And Which one is it?
I can't remember. Doxycycline? I don't
know. Doxycycline?
Could be. Could very well be.
Yeah, it's that strong. Okay. Well,
and I also had some kind of a steroidal cream to go on there, but still lingering.
Yeah, still lingering. All right. Here's the deal. Well, once you've had the bed bug bites, I mean, obviously, you can do the antibiotic, and if they're inflamed, it may help. Another option, if you want to go completely natural, is you can look at ionic silver, astragalus, both of those together, and just follow the directions on the label. They work well. And then also, you can look at high levels of vitamin C, over 5,000 milligrams a day. But I'll tell you this, that for future, if you're worried about the bed bugs, a B complex, actually, with any kind of bug or insect, anything, it puts off an odor from our skin and literally will repel any bugs. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, then the more coffee you drink, it elicits a response. The acid in the coffee combines within our skin and creates an odor that attracts bugs. So if you're a coffee drinker, and I mean, remember, a cup of coffee in the morning will still be sticking with you through the biochemistry of the body throughout the afternoon and evening. So if you're a coffee drinker, it can actually attract insects, bugs, all that sort of thing to your skin. So that's something you definitely want to be careful with, because bed bugs, I mean, again, it's it's a challenge. But it's definitely not comfortable, and I'm sure definitely not a lot of fun. But I'll get started on some of that and let me know. You might want to consider the antibiotic just to go through it for the period of time that your physician talked to you about, because it probably can clear up a lot of the bites. I'm sure they're driving you crazy. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. Ian from Dallas, Texas, writes in an email, said, I've been struggling with hypothyroidism. And this is one I get all the time. So hypothyroidism, low thyroid function. He's saying, doctor, so what can I do? Should I take the medication? Well, it all depends. So if your doctor has diagnosed you with hypothyroidism, which is hypo means low thyroid function, if they've diagnosed you with that, that means thyroid's not working as well as it needs to. Obviously, it's slow. And they probably put you on Synthroid or levothyroxine, one of those. And depending on how your body responds, remember, in those medications, there's nothing wrong with them. They're fine. But, you know, the key is, do you want to be on that medication forever? Is that what you really want? Well, you got to be careful with that. Because with levothyroxine, Synthroid, and that sort of thing, you short period of time, the Band-Aid is always okay. But what caused, here's the question. What caused the thyroid to break down in the first place? When you're looking at the thyroid gland, you have to step back and say, okay, why 10 years ago is my thyroid working great and it's not now? So there's a lot of ways you can increase thyroid function. Organic iodine is the number one trace mineral that our body needs for the thyroid gland. And it's real important if you don't get enough iodine, meaning if you don't eat much seafood and that sort of thing, then you do need to probably supplement with it, especially if you've already been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. It's pretty simple. You want to get some organic iodine from the store, from the health food store, and just follow recommended dosage. Men do not need more than 150 micrograms a day, and women don't need more than 450 micrograms a day. So those are a couple of things that you could look at. And when it comes to thyroid function, there's several things too. Tyrosine amino acid is really good. Coconut oil, believe it or not, works great. 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of coconut oil will increase thyroid function. Stay away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even salads. If it's from the cabbage family, be careful because those foods contain components in them that will naturally slow down the thyroid gland. You got to be careful with that. You want to make sure you go real easy. But there's a lot you can do to support thyroid function, and that's what you need to focus on. Then, as time goes by, and they're doing the blood work every 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever they're doing with you, they'll start seeing the thyroid function increase, and then hopefully you can come down off the medication. And that's the one thing you want to be careful with. That's another hour in the charts. So let's thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, Cortland Fuquay, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, remember, a man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis. The great physician has a prescription for you to live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.